Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I tell you, I'm over here. I got a whole lot going on as far as me trying to get these gadgets going and out of my element. But anyway, God is good. So we thank God for those that will be joining us, those that will be logging in, those that will be calling in, and those that will look at the broadcast later. We're so thankful to be here on the Prospering Souls broadcast. It's been a while. And so, because I think it was October, December when I did the last one that I remember. So I had started this series back then. And so now I am starting it over because I said I got to get back to doing what I'm supposed to be doing and all that. So I've been working quite a few jobs. I'm doing a whole lot trying to get some stuff straight now. But anyway, God is amazing. I'm trying to go on this YouTube too. It came up really quick, so I was like, oh my God, it's fast. All right, here we go. We're ready. Good morning. Thank you for those that will join me or listen later. So anyway, I've been going back and forth in my mind about when I was going to start doing the broadcast again. I really want to go back to Sundays or whatever. So I think I'm doing the night watch tonight at 9 o'clock. So I'm going to do this before the night watch. And so that way I can just kind of streamline my time because I have I've been working on the weekend. So that's another thing, too. But nevertheless, nobody cares about all that. But anyway, I'm so thankful just for the opportunity to come. We're on our YouTube Live, and we're on Instagram Live, and then we're on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio as well. And so I haven't figured out that other one yet, but anyway, we'll go on that another time. But anyway, I want to talk about our heart condition because that's something that really has been, the Lord has been dealing with me about and dealing with and talking to me about is our heart condition. And just being back out and things, trying to get back to some sense of normalcy or what our new normal is, I guess, and just some of the things that people, it's different. It's really different. And some of the things that, I get the opportunity. Hi, Tabitha. Thanks so much for joining me. And so this is, I'm in Prospering Souls broadcast right now. I'm going to do the night watch in about an hour. About 9 o'clock, we'll start that. So, but thanks for joining me. But so I'm on here doing this. So we're going to talk about our heart condition. And so, when I think about the heart, how are we cultivating our heart? Are we cultivating a healthy heart, or do we tend to cultivate an unhealthy heart that it brings us, so that are we coming to a healthy state in our heart matters? And so as we think about our physical heart and how, in order to keep that healthy, what the doctors usually tell us to do, they're telling us to eat a healthier diet, low fat, try to cut a carb down, not a high sodium diet. There's a lot of things, and try to keep our cholesterol down. They tell us all these things. And then, tell us to get our exercise in, do some type of exercise daily if we can, or moderately throughout the week so that we can keep our hearts healthy. So these are some of the things that they begin to tell us to do when we go in and get a checkup. And so they can tell the condition of our heart sometimes, or what baseline condition it's in, just through doing some blood work. And so that's how they do. And they tell us that, and they can kind of detect if you got clogged arteries and those kind of things that, when you think about all of that. And so even stress and how stress and even our mental, capacities, this is mental health month, sometimes can cause us to be cause us to have so much stress that it can weigh heavy on our heart. And so those are some of the things we have to think about when we think about our heart condition. But, of course, when it talks about the heart condition of our spiritual heart, it is really, it's talking about, you know, our consciousness. The soul is the consciousness of our, we have mind, body, and soul. Well, we have, you know, mind, our spirit, soul, and our body. We're a triune being, so we have those three things. And so the soul is what is our consciousness. It's the consciousness of man. So the spiritual heart is our mind, our will, and our intellect, the seat of our emotions, the core of our emotions is what sits there. And so in essence, this is what, when we talk about the heart, when the heart is mentioned in the Bible over 987 times. And so that's a very important thing to God. One of the greatest commandments is that we love God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. So he wants us to, our heart is very important to him. So when we think about the heart, our spiritual heart, we have to think about our mental place. It talks about, it's telling us about, if we look at Proverbs 1:23, it says, and I'm going to read, I got different verses here, so I'm just going to kind of read them all to get some clarity. And so it says, in the new International Version, it says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Everything you do flows from your heart. So everything we do flows from our mind, our will, our intellect, our emotions. It's the seat of that. It's the core of that in us. And then it says, in the New Living Translation says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So these are the things. Yeah, praise the Lord, Pastor Kalisa. Thank you so much for joining me. The night watch started at 9 o'clock, so this is me doing prophecy. So, but anyway, so I said I was going to do them kind of back-to-back so that I could save myself some time. And so then it talks about and then if I look at that King James Version, of course, it says to keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows are the issues of life. So everything that, you know, is our makeup flows from that. And so it flows from our mind. If we think about, that's why the Bible tells us, you know, that whatsoever a man thinketh, so shall he be. So we got to remember that. So we got to remember that what is flowing out of our heart, our spiritual heart, which is the consciousness of man, is that thing, those things that can come. And that's why it's so important that we have to constantly, like Paul said, he said, I die daily. So we have to constantly begin to think about, you know, what are we really thinking? What is the condition of our mind? What is the condition of our core, of our emotions, those kind of things. And I was looking at the heart here, and it's a picture. I don't know if y'all can see that or not. If y'all can see it. Y'all can see that I found this out there on the internet, of course. That's where I found it. I was looking for stuff and just trying to get some background and things like that. But in this particular picture, it talks about the heart structure and function. And then it talks about the input and the receiving. So when it talks about the input and the receiving, it's talking about our eye gate, our ear gate. And so it's talking about what we see and what we hear. And then it also talks about the path, where are we going, the path we take. Then it also says, what are you coming into and in contact with? So those are all things that are important in our input and our receiving into our heart. And then it says the output is skipping. So it's our location. It's the fruit that we bear. And it's our actions. It's our words. Those are the things that come out. So we have the things that come in that sometimes can determine the things that come out of it. And, of course, when we think about that, so we think about our reasoning and our perception, which is our attitude, our character, our feelings, and our emotions. And then it says desire, motivation, and passion. So when you look at that, it goes both in and out. It has an arrow that's going to the inward that's coming in and to the outward that's going out. And so we have those things to think about when we think about our heart matter, our thoughts, our imagination, our intentions, our motive, and our impulses. All of those are sitting there, and it sits on the out. So the thoughts, the imagination, the intentions, the motives, the impulses, all of those are on the side where it talks about the law of consciousness, and it talks about the output, the what we ship out. And so so these are the things. And I'm talking about it because when I just been listening to so much stuff, and I'm just listening to the heart of people. And even my own, I'm checking it. You know, I check it every day. You know, sometimes when you're going through something and maybe – you have something that that, you know, just don't feel so right, or somebody says something to you or does something to you, and you get these feelings or these thoughts or these emotions about it. And if those, to me, do not line up with the Word of God, then I begin to put those things in check. I ask God, I say, that right there, Lord, that right there, I need deliverance right there. I need deliverance from that, because it's something that is not going to benefit me in my life. First of all, it's going to cause stress. It's going to cause frustration. It's going to cause you to be frustrated. It's going to cause you to walk in offense. All these different things can happen. So I begin to check that with the Lord, because he's the only one who can do something about it. And so I asked him, I said, Lord, can you please? I said, I need that right there. I don't want that to be a part, you know, of my life, of what I'm doing. I want it to be in check. So I began to bring that before the Lord. I don't get all frustrated about it. I don't do none of that. I just ask God to check. I get that in check for me. Because when you go through all them whys, you just end up getting in different. I don't do all that anymore. I used to do all that, but I don't do it anymore. I just begin to ask the Lord to check it. And, you know, a lot of times when, you know, you hear people always talking about, oh, my haters, and oh, I'm so sick of hearing about all that. But anyway, we're still doing it. But, you know, I never forget, I had a lady I worked with over at the Indianapolis Recorder, and she would always tell me, she said, you know, when they come here and do this stuff for me and do this stuff, and she said, oh, they're just pushing me up. She would say they were just pushing her on up into heaven. They were getting her closer to God. And those are the things that we want to happen. Hi, Frida, how are you doing? And how is this? It's an AM warrior. Thank y'all for joining me over here. I'm just running my mouth. But anyway, I'm not going to be on here long. I'm starting this series back over. I don't know why I won't let me wait. But anyway, I'm starting this series back over, talking about the heart matters. I'm still building a better relationship with God, I guess, because that's something that's continual. We continually to have to build a better relationship. Yo, just as we got to, we got to constantly check our heart to make sure it is in alignment with the will of God. Because at the end of the day, I don't know about nobody else, but I want the Lord to tell me, well done, my good and faithful servant. I want to come on into heaven. I don't want to be one of those that he says, you have to depart from me, you work of iniquity. Because I say something, this is interesting, and I'm telling all my craziness that's been going on, because I'm saying this moving situation, ooh, Lord, help us today. But anyway, this move, I sold my house, and the Lord blessed me in that situation. And then I was, first I didn't have anywhere to go, because the person did not secure the next move before that happened. And so they said they were going to give me 45 days. I ended up having 9 days. And when you've been someplace 16 years, that's a whole lot of stuff. You wouldn't believe how much. I kept saying, how could one person have so much stuff? But anyway, I had a whole bunch of stuff. And so then I ended up with two storages, because I just had to pack and move at that point. So I ended up with two storages. And so then I stayed with a friend of mine for about 3 weeks, and then I left there. And I found this place where I'm in now. Of course, it's downsizing, right? So I went from a smaller place with all of that stuff that came from that other place. And I didn't know, you know, I just didn't have it mapped out. So I moved all of those boxes, all of that stuff into this place. I'm telling you, if I show you the pictures, you'd be discouraged. It was too much. It's been so overwhelming. But I really have had to pray, because I wanted my heart to be right. And I was upset about some things, and I was upset with, you know, some people even. I was upset about some things, and I had to keep praying even during that process, because I felt like I almost felt like I was abandoned. I really did. And so I felt like, and I said, Lord, I just really need a God to help me, because I didn't want to have nothing against anybody, because you don't want that, because you want, you know, people don't have to be nice to you, and people do not have to give you their time. That's one thing I understand. And so if somebody does, then that is a blessing. But they don't have to do it. They're not required to do it just because they're a Christian. That's not that. That ain't a requirement for being a Christian. But anyway, so it was a lot of things, and I just had to keep praying and keep praying and keep praying. And I was just giving away stuff. Now there's some of the stuff I gave away. I'm thinking, I need to get that away. But I was because now I gotta go buy something else. But anyway, I was moving so fast. Things were moving so fast, and it was so funny. So the person that was my realtor, they done blocked me. And they done blocked me and all of this stuff because I didn't do what they told me to do. They wanted me to get another house. But the housing market is so out of control, you know, in every place, I think it is here in Texas. And so that my house number was going to be $2,400. I wasn't going to do that. Because I don't feel, you know, when you done been down and out and when you've been fighting with financial situations and stuff like that, you don't want to be broke no more. When you finally come out of there, you don't want to go back to that. I mean, don't go back to it. You don't want to go back there. And I know I didn't, so I told him, no, I was doing that. The mortgage lady called something. She said, Denise, she said, can I talk to you like a friend? I said, oh, please do. She said, your mortgage payment is going to be $2,400. I said, no, we're not doing that. And so I moved on. Of course, I'm ready to pay space and everything. But anyway, and I'm over here fussing. Ooh, it's so funny. You're going to call me. I said, do y'all need me to go check his place? Yeah, before y'all move in the mouth. Because I said, this is wrong. This is why I have such a list. You know, I'm over here. But anyway, I've been having to pray about even that. So those are the things I've been putting in check. I said, Lord, help me. Because I need help. So you don't know sometimes until you get pressed, until you get under pressure, what really is going to come out. And so I think that, you know, this has been a great learning experience because all these things. So I want to talk about the biblical components of the heart. Because I'm not only just testifying about that, but I want to talk about the biblical components. And so the first one is our feelings and our emotions. So if we go to Mark, I think it's Mark 7 and 21, I'm going to read it. Because I had all this marks, I hope it's still in here intact. So let me see. 7 and 21. And so this is talking about the biblical components of a heart. And it says feelings and emotions. So we go to Mark 7, 21 through 23. And it reads on this wise. It says, for from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil, thoughts, adultery, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, and all these evil things come from within the man who from within and defile the man. So we're going to be praying about this stuff in a few minutes on the night watch. So see, all of that's going on right there, going in and out of the man. It says, an evil action begins with a simple thought, allowing our minds to dwell on lust, envy, hate, or revenge, and will lead to sin. Don't defile yourself by focusing on evil. Instead, follow Paul's advice in Philippians 4 and 18 and think about whatsoever is true, whatsoever honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those are the things we're supposed to think on. You know, I used to hear people say, you know, how they were devised and how they weren't going to talk to somebody or how they were going to do this and that. And so those are not the things we need to be focusing on. Like somebody do something to us, well, I'm not going to be talking to them. So, you know, when they tell me, I'm going to do this. And, you know, we don't have time for none of that. Those are evil devices that come with the heart if we allow those things to happen. And so that's not what God is wanting. And then it said also to read John 14 and 1, we can't focus there. We have to, well, let me read John 16 and 6 first since I'm right here. It says in John 16 and 6, it says, but because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you, and this is Jesus talking, tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I may go away. For if I go not away, the comfort will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin, because they believe not on me, of righteousness, because I go to my Father and I see you no more, of judgment, because of the prince of the world is judged. And so it talks about that the Holy Spirit will come and do all of those things. He's the one that's going to be judged. He's the one that's going to be reproving things, and not us. It's not our job to do that. That's not our position. And so many times we want to judge people and we want to make judgments on people and stuff like that. And the Bible, that's not our direction. When we see our brother overtaken in the fall, this is the sixth chapter of Galatians. If we see our brother overtaking our father, says ye which are spiritual are supposed to restore. So we're supposed to pray for one another and keep ourselves out of alignment with this stuff. But we are not supposed to be in that place. We let the Holy Spirit do it, because that's his assignment. That's not our assignment. And I think when we stop doing some of those things, we'll find out life is a lot simpler than what we really think. because we are, you know, we're putting things in check. We're putting our heart in the right place because we want God, we want the blessings of God to be upon us. We don't want to sit up there and do it. So even in John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that that where I am, ye may be also, and whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. So God is telling us, Jesus is telling us, he says, don't let our hearts be troubled. Don't let our heart be troubled. So we got to get our feelings and our emotions in check so that we can be in alignment with the will of God. And then the next component of the heart, when we think about a biblical heart, think about a spiritual heart, we're talking about our desires, our emotions, and our passions. And so we got to make sure those things, our desires are right. We desire the right things. Our motivation for doing things is right. And even our passion for things is right. You know, when you have a passion for something, you really put all into it. Everything into it. I know when I used to talk about, you know, doing 180 Impact and doing things for children and stuff like that, they would always talk about it. They said, if you could see the look at how your face lights up and the passion that comes from you wanting to do those things and wanting to see them in a better place. I love seeing people grow. I love seeing people reach what they are supposed to do and be living and doing what the will of God and the word of God says. I just get excited about those things. And if I can help them get there, I'm all for it. And then number three, it says our thoughts, our imaginations, our motives, and our intentions. And so let's read Matthew 9. We just, like I got them all. I guess I thought we had them all ready to go. Let's see. Matthew 9, I guess I didn't. Here it is, Matthew 9. And it's the third chapter and the fourth, the ninth chapter, third and fourth verse. And it says, let's see right here. Okay, here we go. And behold, a certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man must blaspheme. So he's talking about when Jesus told the lame man to take that his sins were forgiven them. And it says that, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? And so how many times have we really thought about something? And even in our churches sometimes, we think about the past or think about something, and we just got upset about something. We think evil in our heart about somebody. God is wanting those things for us to put those in check. When I feel that way, and we are, you know, we're human. Things happen. We feel certain kind of ways. If somebody does something to us, you know, if you've been rejected or something like that, you may feel some kind of way. That's a natural emotion. But the thing about it is what God wants us to do is try to put that in check. So I always ask, I said, Lord, I need that right there. Whatever that is right there that's fueling that emotion, I'm asking you to put it in. I'm asking you for deliverance. I'm asking you to heal. Sometimes we need healing from past hurts. We need that to happen. And so those are all the things that can come funneling from our heart, and that's what makes it, you know, gets us kind of on a certain path of life. And so God just wants us to make sure that we, you know, that we are, our heart is right. Because one thing, we have to have a heart, and I'm going to talk about that next week, a heart after God. Well, that's the third week. Of next week, I'm going to talk about a pure heart. And so we want that because God is, he's emotional. He has a heart. And so when he told David, he said, David is a man after my own heart. So God let us know that he does have a heart. And so that's where the love comes from. That's where all that comes from. So we got to make sure that we are in a loving place, that we're in a place that will, that God will, that will help. I mean, that we are what God is wanting us, the place God is wanting us to be. And that's what I'm talking about. So I just wanted to talk about that. What time is that? I'd be ready to get on the next thing for the night watch. And so anyway, but we want to talk about the heart matters and what all it means and how that we can, if we put that in a place of check, and we got to think about it when we begin to, you know what you're thinking, you know what you're feeling. So when you feel those things and when you get that, just begin to ask God, Lord, help me with that. If somebody's doing well and you're still trying to get, struggling to get someplace, and you're like, well, I don't understand why this happens to them, they happen to me. That right there, I tell myself, that right there, Lord. help that to get in check, because I don't want those type of emotions. I don't want those types of things. Lord, I want to be found doing the will of God. I want to be found. I want to teach the gospel so that souls will get saved and set free. That's what I want to do. I want to do that. I want that to be a part of what that's what God has told me to do. He told me to be foundation teacher. So now, if you're looking for the prophets and the apostles, y'all going to have to go over there on Clubhouse, so they over there getting down. I am encouraged. I'm encouraged and I'm blessed by it. Or go to your pastor and go to them if you want all that, that this, that, this, that. That's not what I'm doing here on the night watch. On the process, I'm teaching foundation teachers. If we don't have no foundation, we can't stand. The rest of us ain't going to stand no way. And so because you can't build a house on a shaky foundation, everybody knows that if the foundation ain't sure, then you're going to start seeing some cracks in the wall. You're going to start seeing some things. So we're trying to build a foundation. We're building a better relationship with God when we're talking about our heart condition. And so we want to have a good heart condition, just like you want to have a good heart condition, a good heart, a healthy heart. I remember I had I was in there and I had some surgery, and so something was going on. I was getting ready to leave, and I was ready to go, and all these things, and I couldn't hardly breathe. And so they began to check my heart, of course, and I told them, I said, now, you know, my heart was good when I came in here, so I'm not expecting my heart to be any other kind of way, but that. That, because that's where it was. I went to the cardiologist. I had all them tests. You know them tests. So I was on the treadmill. I had this chemical test. I had all them tests. My heart was good. So I went to tell them about how good my heart was when I came in there. So just like it was physically, I want to have a good heart spiritually. And so those are the things I'm looking for. So whatever exercise I need to do spiritually to bring my heart into a good condition, that is exactly what I want to be found doing. And we can do that through fasting, through praying, through reading our word, and through doing just what I said a while ago, putting our heart in check, telling ourselves, oh, no, we're not getting ready to do this. We're not getting ready to think this way. We're not getting ready to do that because we don't have to. It's plenty to do in the kingdom. It is plenty to do in God's kingdom. And you got to do what you have been, what God has given you to do, not what somebody else is doing. It won't work. You can't work. It's just like when David was down there and he went and Goliath and he said he would told Saul he would go, and Saul went to give him his armor, and David said, I can't use this armor because I have not tried it. It wasn't for David. David took what he knew to use, and so that's the same thing we have to do. We have to be who God has created us to be. We have to do what gifting God has gifted us to do. And if we focus on that, that's a lot to focus on right there. I don't know about nobody else. A lot to focus on. Just what he's gifted me to do is a lot to focus on. I don't have to focus. I can pray for somebody else's blessing. I can pray for somebody else's ministry and pray the covering that God will cover them and that they will keep him. That's usually my assignment. When it comes to other people, is to pray God's covering and to be an intercessor. And so that's what I do. I have people call me all the time to pray. I have people call me all the time tonight, day to pray. And so I know that I'm an intercessor, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with teaching foundational teaching. So, you know, like I got to tell people all the time that if you want to be a hooper, you can do that. You can do it. If that's what you want to do, it's an art to preach it. I remember Bishop Noel Jones said, he said, it's an art to preach it. If this is what you want to do it, then go for it. But I'm going to teach this gospel because that's what I feel like God has told me to do. I'm going to teach the foundation, but I want my heart to be found right with God. We have so many people that are going through so many things. They're frustrated. They're upset with family members. You know, so many people have passed on, and then they were fighting over the stuff. And, oh, it's just been a lot of stuff. And we really need to get all of this back in check. We're going to be praying about that on a few minutes on the night watch, because I'm not going to be on here for a few more minutes. And I'm going to get out of here so I can get myself ready to all these gadgets. But anyway, we're going to do that. But I want to just encourage somebody today. Then when you feel some type of way about something, because it might be something that has happened to you repetitively, rejection, or it could have been something that happened in your childhood that caused you to be in a place. And you're not doing it maliciously. It's just, you know, something. And so, but you want to make sure that when you begin to feel those emotions and those feelings, that you ask God to put, God, that right there, I need deliverance from. That right there, I need you to heal me, God, so that I can be found doing your will and that my heart will be a heart after you. I want, like Psalm 51 says, you right there, I want a clean heart. I don't want my heart to be, I don't want to look at you and be looking some kind of way or looking off or looking side-eye. I don't want side-eye of nobody. I want to be found doing the will, found doing the will of God is what I want to be found doing. And so I don't know how that did, I did that. But anyway, there's so many things going off on my phone. But anyway, I just wanted to come and just encourage somebody to do that. When you lay down tonight, just ask God, Lord, help me to get my heart in check. Help my heart to be right so that I can be all that you have purposed for me to be. Because if we really focus on the gifts and callings that God has purposed in our life, we don't have time to be upset with nobody else's gifts and callings. We don't have to do that because God has given us gifts. Everybody, he said he's given everybody something to do. We all got a part. There are several diversity of gifts. Same spirit. See, this is the thing we got to understand. It's the Holy Spirit that is operating all of them. And so, you know, so it don't matter which one you get. It's the same spirit operating all of them. So we can be loving toward one another because it's the same spirit, the Holy Spirit operating every gift. And so since it is, I always pray, I say, Lord, let every gift you've given me be used for your glory. Whether it be writing, let it be used for your glory. Whether I get to go do, I had a call today about doing a comedy show. And so, and I guess I'm going to be the feature, so this will be something new for me again. And so anyway, and so I said, Lord, whatever I do, let it be used for your glory. I remember before the pandemic, I had did a comedy show, and I remember I was so excited. I was so excited. They said I was funny, so that was good. I was excited about that. But the one thing I was really excited about, and one of the things I was talking about, somebody came up to me afterward the show and said that because of that little skit I did about calling on the Lord, they said, I'm going to call on God, she said, because that encouraged me to call on the Lord. So, you know, for me, I was excited about that alone. All the other stuff people were saying to me was I was thankful. But I was excited about that one young lady that came and told me that caused her, she's going to start doing better with prayer and calling on the Lord and those types of things. And so that made a difference for me. So whatever I do, I'm going to do it in the name of the Lord, whether it's teaching, whether it's praying or whatever it is, whether it's just doing random acts of kindness. A friend of mine, she does random acts of kindness. And so I try to do that too. And so I get excited about when somebody asked me today to bring them some matches. I had them different colors. You know, I got matching issues. But anyway, and so I had bought them some things, and they said, well, here, I want to pay you for them. And I said, no, you're not going to make me get my blessing. The Lord didn't tell me to collect no money. So sometimes, you know, you do this, I'm sowing. Sometimes you may not be sowing physical money, but sometimes you're sowing something that you may have purchased or something that you're giving away or whatever. And so you're able to sow into other people that make it put a smile on their face. And so if that's all it did and that's what it was supposed to do, glory to God. So anyway, I just want to encourage somebody. We're going to start this series on heart condition. So we're going to talk more. We got quite a few. It's going to be, well, I don't know when it's going to be over. I stopped saying that when I was doing those others because, you know, it's whenever God says that we're ready to move on to the next thing. And so we're going to be doing that. I'm trying it on Friday night. I love doing it on Sundays. I did it on Sundays from 2012 up until last year. I did it on Sundays. But it's so much going on Sundays. And so I said, well, you know, and everybody's up in the morning. So we're all up in the morning in several rooms on Clubhouse in the morning, just being blessed with the Lord. I tell you, I'm being so blessed. And then, of course, on Sunday, we got, you know, in my church, I thank my God for my pastor. It seems like the mail just keep on coming right there, so I got to keep on receiving it. And so I'm just so thankful for that. And then, of course, you know, my other person, I watch Pastor Hannah, and I love him. So we'll be up on Tuesday with 4 a.m. prayer. So I love all of that. And so because I love praying and being a part of prayer services and things like that. And so I'm up in the morning with several rooms on Clubhouse. And you are on Clubhouse. And, you know, I go into Prophet Sheila King's room first, and she starts around 4:45. And then I go to Prophet Francina Norman's room after that. And then I go to Pastor John Eckhart. He's doing the decrees. He's decreeing things over your life. And then after that, I go to Pastor Sandy's room, which is such a blessing. And then a lot of times in Pastor Eckhart does the porch. A lot of times I'm at work by then, so I don't always get to attend. But anyway, then after that, I don't really do too many more unless I go in one of the porch rooms with my friend Mike Gwynn. And so sometimes I'm in one of those poetry rooms doing that because I do poetry. So I'm going to still be doing different things. So I'm excited about that. But other than that, you know, he's back here on this, so I'm going to keep my little this going and keep it going so that I can stay focused on what God has told me to do. But I hope I've encouraged somebody tonight to get, when you find those things that irritate you and that frustrate you, begin to ask God to deal with that. Ask God to heal you. Ask God to deliver you so that then you'll find yourself eventually. It won't bother you. It won't be bothering you because you allow God to touch and the Holy Spirit to come in and lead and guide you in those areas, and then you can be happy. And you won't have to worry about it, but you're getting your heart in check. So what we're going to be doing, we're doing heart conditions. And so because we want the things that flow out of our heart to be those good things. Because, the Bible speaks about Jeremiah, I think, and even in Matthew, it talks about the heart being evil. But we want to have a good heart. And so that's what we're going to be talking about, our heart condition. So I hope I said something that was somewhat encouraging. I know it's a little, but we're getting ready to pray here in a minute. I'm going to get on this prayer. So I got to get this gadget going. Y'all, that is fun to me. Anyway, before I go, I always want to say to someone, in case somebody's on here or listening to this later, that does not know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, this is an opportunity for you to accept Christ as your Savior. I mean, thank you so much, Tavis. I'm so thankful. I love my Indiana friends and family and the saints in Indiana. I'm still a part of that. That's why I come home. I try to get over in there at least every year because I love. We all grew up together, and so it's just a blessing when you have that kind of fellowship with people, and I'm so thankful for that. And Dad, we was all over at Cathedral together, so I just thank God for it. We had such an awesome time growing up in the church, and so it's just been such a blessing. But anyway, and Pastor Lisa, we grew up together, and so over at First Free Will Baptist Church, that's where we started, and we ventured off from there and went into the Apostolic Church, Pentecostal Church. And so we've done that, and so she's pastoring now. I have so many pastor friends. I'm so excited about all that. I love it, love it, love it. So anyway, but if there's anybody on that does not know the Lord and the pardon of sins, it's an opportunity because the Bible gives us clear direction when it says in Romans 9:10, it says that if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if you would just pray this prayer with me, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner and I am sorry for my sins. And the life that I have lived, I need your forgiveness. Glory to God. And I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross at Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sins. You said in the Bible that if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now, Lord, I confess Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And the very moment, I accept Jesus as my Savior. And according to his word, right now, I am saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. I believe if you prayed that prayer with me or some version of it, and you meant it in your heart, that you are saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. You are accepted in the beloved. Don't nobody else accept you. God does. And I'm telling you, he loves us unconditionally. That's the amazing thing about God. So anyway, God bless each and every one of you for joining me on the Prosperous Souls broadcast. Thank you all of those that logged in, those that called in, those that will listen to the broadcast later. Thank you for those that are on Facebook Live and on Instagram with me. I'm so honored and thankful that you took your time to stop by and listen. So God bless you. But join us here in a few minutes. We're going to be on the night watch. And let's see what that is. 8:30 now. We will be on at 9 o'clock. So thank you. Praise God and glory. And I pray that you have an amazing week, rest of the weekend, that your weekend will be safe and that. And let's just pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless all those that logged in, called in, those that listen on Facebook, those that listen on Instagram, and those that will even see it on YouTube, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to bless each and every one of them. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them's life. I plead times 91 of their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge and our strength, Lord Jesus. You are our very present help in the time of trouble. Lord, you are our protection. Thank you for allowing your angels to encamp around about us and to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you and we glorify your name, for you are amazing, God. And I'm so thankful that I'm your child. I'm so thankful, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Comfort hearts, oh, God, those that have lost loved ones, oh, God. Comfort their hearts, oh, God, as only you can. Those that need healing, heal their hearts. You said healing is the children's bread. So, Lord, we thank you for divine healing. Lord, let it manifest in the hospital rooms, in the hearts of people, and in their bodies, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every first responder. Bless every police officer. Bless every fireman, oh, God, that has to respond to emergency situations, God. Bless every emergency room. Hallelujah. Your staff, oh God, every doctor, every nurse, every attendant, whatever their capacity is. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give them wisdom to make wise decisions when they begin to look on the patients, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Guide them, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless you and we praise your name. Lord, we thank you and we glorify you. And we ask you, Lord, to bless everybody the rest of this weekend, oh God, and on into next week. Lord, and we ask you to bless them and keep them safe. In Jesus' name, those that are on the road, bless their commute home, oh God. Bless those that are on their way to work. Bless their commute into work, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every truck driver on the road, Lord, keep them from falling asleep, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we ask you, Lord, oh God, as we begin to approach the summer, oh God, children getting out of school, we ask you to bless them. Hallelujah. Bless those in Buffalo, New York. I said New Jersey earlier, but it's Buffalo, New York, oh God, that have lost loved ones, oh God. Those that in Chicago that I think 3 died, 8 were wounded, or 2 died, 8 were wounded, something like that. And even those that were doing that shooting here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're asking you, Lord, to touch those and keep those and bless those that lost their loved ones during that time, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch. And we rebuke the diabolical mind of the people, Lord, that want to do that type of harm to people. In Jesus' name, God, we praise you. Dante, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glorify you, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So join me back here if you don't have nothing else to do. You just all kill us. Join us back here in about 15 minutes for the night watch. We're going to be on here praying, and we're going to keep that going. You know, the Lord. And I really don't really say this much too much, but, you know, so I work, I got a job, you know, so I had been working contract for some years, you know, so teaching for some years, but that's what I was talking about. I wouldn't get ready to go back into no financial drama, not me, but, I thank God for, the place I work now. It's very interesting, but I work for the city of Dallas. I work for the city of Dallas now. And then I also work, I got a part-time job with the city of Dallas as well. And so all that goes on one paycheck, but because it's like that, and the second job I got to do, it affords me time and a half. And so I'm so thankful about that. Praise Lord, Phyllis Cantrell, thank you all for joining me. And so, you know, it affords me to get over time and a half. And so I work overtime in that. And so some of the, and I do 911. I take 911 calls on the second job I do. And I'm telling you. And so some of the stuff I hear, I tell you, I'm praying all the time. And so that's why the Lord, and I said, well, Lord, it's a funny thing, but I got to be thankful about all things, and I have to tell that another time. But anyway, the Lord allows me to hear things and see things. I think it was the same way with the school system. When I was over there, I was there for to understand what was really going on, so I know how to approach these things in prayer. But I'm telling you, it is something to hear those calls come in and the desperation. And, you know, we get cussed out all kinds of people. But anyway, it can be quite challenging. But anyway, it is it's a challenging job, and it's necessary. And so we can't take it lightly. But the things I hear coming in is really causing. And so the Lord told me to begin to pray about these things that go bump in the night. And so that's why the night watch was first. So anyway, join me back here on the Night Watch. I'm going to get out here so I can get all my gadgets going. Love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. And join me back here next week on the Possible Souls Podcast. Bye-bye.
Hello? Oh, I was calling y'all. I'm on here. Yeah, I sent the link. I just sent it again. I sent it to y'all's email, then I sent it to your text. Okay.